views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening to Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome, with me, Susan DiLorenzo. Tune in each month as I join with Dr. Pat and offer up the best tools for pulling the gems from adversity and designing a life you would really love. Have you experienced adversity in your life? Are you ready to leverage it and create a life you really love? No matter where you are in your adversity story, the topics on Life Design Radio are here to inspire, reassure, enlighten, and motivate you. Why wait? Let's get started. Hey, let's get started. It's Susan DiLorenzo, and I am just thrilled to be here. Dr. Pat's letting me drive today, so I want to give a shout out to our wonderful Dr. Pat and everyone at Transformation Talk Radio for a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and the best of New Year's to come to all of us. I have a wonderful guest on today. There is a question that we could all ask, and that is, can there be a happy ending to a story filled, not with just your own cancer diagnosis, but one after another in your immediate family? My guest today is living proof that these type of happy endings are possible, even after so much pain. So I'm very excited to introduce to you Linda Carvelli, author of the book Perfectly Negative, How I Learned to Embrace Life's, she slashes out the words lemons and puts in lessons, How I Learned to Embrace Life's Lessons. If you've turned into my show over the last 4 months, you know that my core message is that it's absolutely possible to create anew after an adversity, and that this adversity, that really, who doesn't have an adversity in their life? It's just one of those things. I call it the delivery system. It can be the rocket fuel that can deliver you to your best life, if it's even one heartbreaking loss after another. There's still a chance. And when I read Linda's book, I thought, oh my God, how much can one soul take and still come out on the other side with what looks to be a beautiful life? It didn't happen overnight, not for me and not for Linda, but it did happen. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Linda, welcome. Welcome to our show today.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks so much for inviting me. It's really a pleasure to be here with you.
It's great to have you here. Linda, I thought the best place to start was just to give a synopsis of your journey to really let people know. You know, I thought I had it pretty tough where I had invasive breast cancer followed by divorce. But after I read yours, I was like, your experience was like adversity on steroids. So I just would love for you to share with our listeners the story of your journey, beginning with the loss of your mom to the point where you really began to assess your journey through writing.
Sure. So within a 10-year span of time, as you mentioned, I had lost three immediate family members to cancer: my mom, my dad, my sister, as well as my husband, who had asked me for divorce, another significant other who was cheating. And then I had my own breast removed due to breast cancer. So there's a lot of loss, one right after another. My mom was actually re-diagnosed with terminal breast cancer just 4 weeks before my first wedding.
Wow.
And she passed away 2 years later. Obviously, those 2 years were filled with heartache after heartache there. My sister was then diagnosed just 6 months after my mother died.
Wow.
At the same time that my dad was also dealing with a cancer, a chronic cancer, a lymphoma. Then my sister's cancer came back again. Just like my mom's had recurred, hers recurred. And at that point, it had spread. Yeah, it had spread to her liver and her lungs. It was also they never called it terminal back then, but we knew it was not good. And that was just a year before my dad passed away. And then 6 months after he died, that's when I was diagnosed.
That is, as you said, that was in how many years, Linda? 10 years?
That happened from 98 to 2002. It was more
really,
after that. So then,
wow.
Yeah.
That is so intense. So from there,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. That's what I'm asking.
I was just going to say it really didn't stop there. It was my sister died just 3 years after my dad died, and that's when I really my journal really got a workout. That's when I started to write. I started to write pretty consistently. I actually even started taking some writing workshops, and it really wasn't until I started to share my story with others that I realized what an intense period I had been through. Before that, I just kind of went through life. But when I went back and looked through it, I was like, ooh,
That is an excellent point, Linda. When we're in the middle of this stuff, we just try to do one thing at a time, don't we? We're not thinking, wow, you know, what a great growth opportunity I'm having here. Or
no, not
even,
at all.
This stuff is really, even though it's painful, you're just taking it one day at a time. And it is often when we look back that we're like, that was intense.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, Linda, when did you begin to ask, when is this stuff going to stop? And when is my life going to get better? I know for myself, Linda, I went through about a year of surgeries and cancer treatment and so forth. And when I had a little bit of hair on my head, that's when my husband at the time asked and said he wanted to leave. And I went up to the bathroom like, hey, do you think I could just have a year off? I'm yelling up to God,
Yeah, exactly.
So did you have moments like that? What was it like for you?
Yeah, oddly, as I mentioned, the 2 years between my wedding and the time that my mom passed away. So it was actually in 1997, which is smack in the middle of that. So I got married in 96, but it was in 97. It was actually 3.5 months before my mom actually passed away that my sister called me to tell me that my dad had been rushed to the hospital after having a stroke on Christmas night. Okay. So it was both parents in and out of the hospital for a good 2 years, back and forth. And when she called in the middle of the night, I thought, oh, something must have happened to mom. And then she said it was dad. And I, you got to be kidding. So at that point, none of this had even really started, because it was really 1998 that I find that to be the most significant life event when my mom passed away.
Just one of you and you're spread between all of this, and your own cancer diagnosis hadn't even come into the picture yet. This is just a starting point for you. So at some point, did you begin to see this journey as something more than just, as I like to call it, one whooping after another? So was there a part of you that was at all curious about what, I'll say, was there any meaning in this for you at this point?
Not, again, while it was happening at all. It really wasn't until I started to write my book and I started to look back at everything. And I started to write my book it was about a month after I had lost my job of 15 years. So that was like another loss. The job was another loss that I didn't mention earlier.
Yes.
But, and it wasn't until I started to read through what I had actually gone through that I actually started to see my life almost like a Lifetime movie.
Yes.
I've
said that about my own before. Yes.
Yeah. And then I started to realize how every loss that I had been through actually had prepared me to deal with the next one.
Isn't
so
that
when I
something?
Say that, when I lost my mom, it kind of helped me deal a little bit more with losing my dad, and then losing both of them helped me deal a little bit better when I lost my sister, you know, so on and so on. So
like following the breadcrumbs. Yeah.
Yeah. Each experience has a meaning and has a reason,
which
to help us in the future. Just doesn't happen right away. You know what I mean?
Yes. And not knowing it at the time. I think that's mm-hmm. really key to let our listeners know who are going through stuff is that you don't have to be the wise sage while you're in the middle of all of this.
Right.
What we're imparting right now is there's a process here and there is a way out. And even if you don't see it right now, we're hoping that, especially through Linda's wonderful book, Perfectly Negative, she describes an entire process involved. It wasn't like, oh, I knew it at the time that this was just going to mm-hmm. change me and make me this great being.
No.
It's no. saying, wow, when we're in it, we just think, you know, well, in terms of acronyms, WTF.
And there you go.
And so tell me, Linda, what tools did you call upon to support yourself in times of loss and despair? I think I know the answer, but go ahead and share
yes.
that.
It was writing. It really was
yeah.
writing. My journal was my therapist. I did see a real therapist about a year after
Good
my mother
point.
Died. It was right at the time my husband asked me for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But now I really truly believe through all of these experiences that we have our own answers right within ourselves. And the
yes.
the writing for me at that point helped me get to those answers. And that's also, that inner wisdom is really the main reason why I was so drawn to coaching. Because I really want to give people the tools to trust
yes.
themselves so that they can find that inner wisdom too.
That's right. It's a very evocative process, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We can't
yeah.
tell people what their answers are. And that's
no.
where coaching is terrific, and that we can give them the opportunity to hear themselves writing and saying the very things they need to take in. And
mm-hmm.
I really found when I read your book, it was just confirming so much. And giving people that chance to check in with themselves as well. So, Linda, to describe your life today. I always say that I would need a periscope now to see my old life. So
yeah.
How would you describe it? How would you describe your life today?
I think the main word right now is liberating. I've learned truly through all of this to trust myself and more importantly, be myself. So, not what I think others want me to be. You know, I spent much of my younger life either trying to please others or change others. You know, my ex-husband, for one, as well. Like, you know, he asked me for the divorce, but it's actually a gift because we weren't really much like each other at all, and I was trying to change him to be more like me. So now
Never
I've
works,
been,
does
you know,
it? Yeah.
Yeah, I spend more of my time networking and meeting people like me. I mean, that's how you and I met, you know, that who are naturally
yes.
and fairly the same, on the same wavelength, I imagine, like
yeah.
same values, same beliefs, and maybe even, you know, similar adversity that now we have this deeper gratefulness or love of life kind of thing.
Yes, real gratitude, I would
mm-hmm.
say, and in spite of, we'd never wish what we went through on anyone.
Right.
But that we just know, and what I call pulling the gems from adversity, you know, that you really had.
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, we're going to take a break, but Linda, before we take off for this break, let people know about where they can find your book and where they can find you.
Yeah, perfect. So my life coaching practice isn't as active as I had originally intended it to be,
mm-hmm.
although I'm still available and willing to talk to anybody about life's challenges. So my website is still active. It's lindacarvelli.com. You can read portions of the book out there. You can go to the contact
great.
Page. My phone number is there, my email, and all of my social media addresses are there as well.
And they can find your book on Amazon, correct? Perfectly Negative.
Yeah, sorry. Yep. Amazon.com. Yep. And
it's easy.
Paperback or Kindle. Yep. Either one.
Terrific. All right. Let's head on up for a break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
All right. Oh, thank you, Linda. We have Linda Carvelli here with us today, author of the book Perfectly Negative. And Linda is sharing her story of major adversity in her family. Her mother died of breast cancer. Her sister died of breast cancer. Her father passed away from lymphoma. She was divorced. She had then new love that betrayed her. And then what happened next? Linda was diagnosed with breast cancer. That is, you know, you've heard of the double whammy. How many have I gotten to there? Quadruple, quintuple whammy there, Linda?
Too many.
And let's finish up, Linda, by saying Linda now is so very happily married with a wonderful family life and a wonderful life. It didn't just end there, and it rarely has to for any of us going through adversity. So, Linda, let's discuss the process of when you just start to get that feeling of wanting to move forward, even though you've been battered with much loss, a lot of personal struggle. Can you describe the feelings that started to let you know that you were ready to take some steps to getting back into life? Any aha moments that you can recall?
As I mentioned earlier, you know, I started writing more intensely after my sister died, but that loss was by far the worst loss that I'd ever experienced. You know, my mom was one thing, my dad was another, but my sister had been there through both of those losses, and then when I lost her, I thought for sure I can't go on. I don't know how to live without her.
You two were very close. We weren't close growing up,
but after I went to college, we became very close, best friends. And it was after her death, during one-on-one sessions that I was having with my writing teacher at the time, and she was the one who actually helped me discover that my parents and my sister were really, they had left their wisdom with me, and they were actually in within me. So all that time that I felt like I couldn't move on, I would just sort of channel them, and I'd find the answers that I needed inside myself. But they were really, I believe, coming from them, if that makes sense.
Linda, that is so powerful. And I really believe that can help so many people. When we are so bereaved, it's sometimes hard to hear. But just grabbing on to what you just said, about those loved ones still being within us and their voices and those the idea of, gee, Dad would have done this. Dad would have told me to do this. Mom would have counseled me this way. And, oh, my gosh, my sister would have just been laughing so much when this happened, you know, or whatever it was, you know, where you're pulling them in, Linda. And I think when we're deep in it, it's a wonderful thing to remember and to even open up to. Don't close ourselves off from that, but begin to open up. And that is something I heard you say just now in what you relate to us. So thank you for that. That's really wonderful. So tell me, is there a process that you pulled yourself along by? What did you do to keep going forward?
As I think I mentioned earlier, too, throughout the years that all of the adversity was occurring one after another, I never really knew how intensely awful my life was at the moment while we're going through it, right? I just think I struggled through all of those years by trying to change it, rebel against it, you know, fighting the adversity rather than learning how to adapt to it, which is what I do now. Now I realize, and I, you know, it's a big lesson that life is not always fun or good. It's always going to be filled with challenges. It really is. But I try to find the lessons in those challenges. I try to find the positive.
Life is bittersweet. It is so bittersweet. And the bad moments don't last and neither do the good ones. It's constantly this fluctuation. But what can we do? We can be who we are in each and every moment. We, when we get that sense of our authentic self is showing up, like you, paying attention now, even with the challenges, of noticing, well, what can I? What good could there possibly be in this situation? I may not know it right now, but you're determined to find it. And that is a great trait. So how can you love your life now? You know, in the moment, how can we share this with our listeners so that, you know, we're still experiencing grief. You still have suffered great loss, multiple loss in your family. How do you honor your feelings and not let them sink you down? I just know this is going to help a lot of people. What do you do?
You know, you hear this a lot, but I can honestly say it's true. I try every day, practice being grateful. And this is likely the most valuable lesson I have ever learned so far. Short, you know, little story, when my sister passed away, that time that was so deeply sad for me, so many people were coming up and thinking that they were, and they were afterwards, but they thought they were being kind by saying, so many people telling me how lucky I had been to have her. You know, we were very close, best friends, and I thought to myself, I was so lucky, then why was she taken from me? And it took a few months, but I finally realized that they were right. And when I focused on how lucky I was to have had her, even if it was for too short of a time, I discovered how much of her and my parents were still with me. This didn't happen overnight. This mindset didn't happen to me overnight, you know. But now I can think of them even during this, like you said, holiday season. And I can smile because I think of certain things about them during the time, you know, memories and whatnot. And it just makes me smile.
Yes. And I think you said a wonderful point. So for those of you going through intense loss right now, it doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen. And it's really the lens of perception that changes. As allow the time for grief, I'm sure Linda agrees with that one, allow the time for grief, and then let these things bubble up that come to you, the memory of what your loved one would say or do in those moments that you need them, or just that moment of gratitude that you could love someone so deeply, that you had this beautiful relationship. Somebody once said that grief is the price we pay for loving greatly and, mm-hmm. and then losing it. And I thought that was so beautifully said. What about sharing a little bit more about your writing and your healing process, as well as how it's developed you into this very strong and great and grateful person? How did you begin your writing journey?
I always remember having a journal, but more like a quote unquote diary. Nobody could read it. Nobody, no eyes but my own. And it wasn't until my sister had passed that I started to write more consistently, and I actually kept the journals, that kind of in order. And in fact, I did refer to them quite a bit while I was writing the book.
Oh, great!
And again, I used my writing as my therapist, and I could just write through my own problems. The unfortunate part of that, though, is that I tend to only write when I have a problem. when I'm feeling bad or confused or something, so that helps me to get out of that funk, if you will. And we have to remember, too, that we can learn so much from the joyful moments, too. So maybe that'll be one of my New Year's resolutions.
Right, like you're a gratitude journal. Yeah, that's a lot of people do that. But that's wonderful. And I think that's, it's like we call upon an inner voice that we don't get when we're just talking or thinking. That it's almost like we channel in this wise voice that can reflect back to us what we're trying to work out. It's almost time for another break, but tell the folks again where they can buy your book and how they can reach out to you.
Yeah, sure. So the book is available on Amazon.com in paperback or Kindle. And you can also go to my website, lindacarvelli.com, and reach me via email or phone.
That's right. And you were also saying, Linda, that you have excerpts of Perfectly Negative there for folks to get a sampling of. I highly recommend checking it out that way. It's just a great book. I really think I read your book in 3 days. I just was just so compelling. And maybe because I went through a tough time too, I just really related and felt so deeply what you were going through, and then so appreciated all the wonderful things you were sharing to give people hope. And let's go to a break. If you would love to reach out to me, Susan DiLorenzo, you can head over to my website, susandelorenzo.com, SusanDelorenzo, or you can reach out to me via email, susan@susandelorenzo.com. I offer life mapping sessions where we look at what no longer serves you. And if we're talking about adversity, adversity can serve you. So we'll just pull out what you can walk away with, what I call the gems from adversity, and then look at what you'd really love to do with the rest of your life. So let's take a break and we'll be back. And we're going to look at a little perspective that's available to us, what I call after the storms. So we'll be back soon.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit YesMindedPower.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm back with Linda Carvelli, author of the book Perfectly Negative, and that can be found on Amazon. And Linda has a website also, lindacarvelli.com, that I'd love to direct you all to also be able to read excerpts from her book. Linda has gone through so much loss in her life and come out on the other end, really a champion. And someone who's truly grateful. And I'm sure you've heard other people tell you who have gone through such adversity, gee, you know, I wouldn't have asked for it, but now I wouldn't change a thing. It's hard to say that when you've actually lost someone. You know, you wouldn't necessarily say I wouldn't change a thing, but maybe it's more fair to say I wouldn't change a thing in me. I wouldn't change what I got out of it. I think that's more accurate to say. But what about all this perspective, all the hidden gifts that are available to us after going through so many storms, I'll say, but so much adversity? If you could go back and speak to your former self amidst all that turmoil, all that loss you experienced from this person you are now, Linda, what advice or comfort would you offer up to the former Linda?
I guess number one is relax. Nothing really stays the same for very long. I think you said that earlier too.
Yes.
You know, be patient with yourself, and more importantly, be present. You know, let yourself feel the emotion, whatever's coming
Excellent.
At you. Let yourself feel it, good, bad, all of them. Observe it. You know, accept the situation, because we can't change a lot of this. So don't try to, you know, waste time, I guess, or expend time changing something or rebelling against it, but instead be grateful for the experience. I know that sounds awkward, especially in death or
in the moment, it would be hard, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you are talking to your former self, and you are there. Let's say you're standing there in front of this woman who is just getting a whooping with all of this. And here you are, Linda, saying, hello there, I am your future. And I'm here to tell you, you know, you can't change things. You can try to rebel against it. It'll only make you tired. It just will drain you. And that I am here to tell you that I'm grateful now for these experiences. You don't have to be now. But that, you know, former Linda, I'm here to tell you, here I am, and I am very happy now. So would that, can you kind of see that interplay, Linda? Would that be fair to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I spend more time now sort of looking for the positive part of it. And people who know me, you know, they'd probably say to you too, they could be talking about something really negative that happened that day. And I would always come back and say, well, it could have been worse, and come up with, you know, some other, you know what I mean? Like, to me, that's the positive part.
Yeah.
That's just that no matter what we go through, really could be worse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, life meets us where we're at, I think. And isn't that interesting? Because, I mean, your story, if we had to do that, could be worse. That would be my, hey, Susan, it could be worse. You could have had Linda's story. You just had cancer once in your family and divorce, and Linda had multiple crazy stuff going on. So, yeah, I think that's something. And that's probably how I feel so much in awe of your story. And that you recount in Perfectly Negative is that you are a champion of your experience. You championed it, and not that you knew it at the time. And that's what we're telling our listeners, isn't it? You don't have to be the champion at the time. You're just using your awareness. You're using your awareness and your listen, folks, nothing stays the same. The bad will end just as the good has ended at this point. If you're going through something tough, you can say, wow, where's my good now? Well, it's going to be back. And that's what we're here to tell you, is that there is this time of presence in it, and trust. Maybe that's another great word too, Linda.
Trust.
That there's trust. That it is going to get better. So how much do you feel you can say to people that we're talking about right now who are in the middle of experiencing deep pain, whether it's through loss or through illness? I know I find that many who are deep in type of adversity certainly aren't willing to hear, hey, this is a great growth opportunity for buddy, you know, gosh, you want to get a nice, you know, what is it? If looks could kill. Yeah. So, just trying to remember what I appreciated at this point in my life, that's kind of what helps guide me. And I think you can still be a comfort. But you know, you get so excited about being on the other end that I've got to bite my tongue sometimes not to say things like that. What about you?
Yeah, it's a really great question that you're asking too, and you're right. No one wants to hear. And people will actually come back and say it to me, because the theme of my book is everything happens for a reason. So a lot of people will be like, "Oh, I know you're going to say everything happens for a reason," and then they kind of giggle. And it is kind of lighthearted, and that does help. But I find not to say, you know, in the midst of something really bad, right? You don't really. There's not much you do have to say. You can just listen, and at the same time, you're helping that person sort of be in that moment. Let them feel it, because we do have to cry. We do have to scream.
Absolutely.
Right? We do have to let it out. It's better to get it out than to keep it in. And then again, if it's someone that knows me, then they know that they're looking at someone who's been through something similar or something worse, like you're saying, right? So it's more about just having compassion and empathy for people and just letting them move through it. And you move through it at your own pace. On your own time. There's
great
no right or wrong
point.
There. Yeah.
Great
no right
point. Yes.
There.
You and I were talking about that a little earlier, Linda, how there's no recipe for this. There's no recipe for when you're done. When you're done feeling what you need to feel, you're going to know. It's great to check in with yourself. It's great to check in where appropriate. If you'd love to check in with a therapist, as Linda and I do, we're both writers. But there's a checking in process, but there's not a time limit process. You just, if I would say, I'm just going to use an extreme example. Let's say it's 10 years later and you're thinking you're not, you know, nobody's over a loss, right? There's always a loss. Mm-hmm. Those things happen to you. They made you. But if it's something where you're stopping, yourself from moving forward? That's what we want to question after a certain amount of time. It's hard, but you will know. You're going to, I know for myself when cancer came around that I didn't necessarily think, okay, now I'm ready to take off and grow. I knew I had to be in all of this stuff. But I all of a sudden thought, oh my God, I get to live. I had invasive breast cancer. I wasn't sure I was going to get to see my son grow up. And now I'm here. I'm cancer-free. I get to live. Okay, what does that mean? It means I want to live big. I don't want to live little anymore. I don't want to live as feeling less than. That was what it meant for me. You'll know what that means for you. So tell me, I know we've talked a lot about writing, but in writing your book, what came out of that in terms of greater perspective for you?
I think I mentioned this earlier too. It helped me see how each loss had prepared me for the next one. Because I really do believe everything happens for a reason. And maybe reason isn't the right word, but a purpose or a lesson. But we're not going to get that reason at the same time that we're going through whatever it is we're going through. And as I said, I started to write my book 14 years after my mother died. 14 years. And yet that was the most significant event in my life, life-altering. Sometimes I wish I had that perspective back then, Susan, but like I said, we don't get the reason at the same time as the thing.
And that's a very important point, a very important point, Lynn. We don't need to be looking while we're in it. And I think that's it. Say that again, Linda.
I say everything happens for a reason. We're just not always going to get the reason at the same time as the thing.
That's it.
And that's where the hope and the patience come in. You hope and trust and you be patient that the answer will come.
Yes, that's it. Hold out for the answer because it's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've got a fun question for you. If you could write a follow-up book. So what would you name? Here you are now. You've gone through so much. It doesn't mean that, by the way, folks, that once you go through some really nasty stuff that, you know, your subscription to nasty stuff is over. People still, that's life, right? So let's say you're writing a new book, Linda. What would that book be called?
Very sneaky question you have there. Because a lot of people have asked if I was going to write another book, and after reading my book, they wanted to, you know, how I was doing now, and also, you know, what else could I write about? But I do actually have a title, and my old corporate life was a project manager. So all my life, I plan. But the name of this book is Planning to Live in the Moment. So there's a little bit of a oxymoron there, right? We don't plan to live in the moment, right? We want to live in the moment. So it really would be about more of that, taking that time to be in the moment, to observe and accept what's going on in the situation, right? Yeah. So it's more about being grateful and all of that.
Your credo. That's how you roll now. That's wonderful. Here's another one before we go back to our final break, and that is you've lost some very wonderful people that formed you. You know, your immediate family, your mother, your father, and your sister. Mm-hmm. How do you find yourself living in tribute to your lost ones? And through going through your own cancer, we really haven't had much time to talk about that in detail, but yeah, you've also had a life-threatening illness on your own and then including the loss. So how would you describe living your life in tribute to all of this?
It's interesting because I like what you just said earlier too, that you want to live big now, right?
Yes.
So every day I just intend to be my authentic self, be true to me, always be grateful, and to live in service for others. What I mean by that is to help others through this crazy thing called life as well. That's why I've always, you know, when I wrote the book, it wasn't about getting money for it or making money off of it. It really was about sharing a story, like let that story go viral to offer hope and inspiration to others that adversity really can be a blessing. and like you said, rocket fuel to live your life big. Yes. My mother and father and my sister are never going to know this. Well, maybe they will, because I do believe they're looking over. But you know, their lives and their deaths were a significant gift to me. I know that sounds crazy, but I do believe that my life's, my life's purpose now is to be an example of resilience, to share my story with others so that they can see how I have lived on, how I continue to go on with all of these challenges, right? It's about being grateful. It's about trying to find those lessons, and it's about not trying to change it while it's happening to you. Don't rebel against it. Learn how to live and adapt to it. That's what I'm trying to do.
Thank you.
That's what I'm trying
to do. That is perfect. That is just perfect. We've got to jump on our last break. And you're listening to me, Susan DiLorenzo, and my guest, Linda Carvelli, author of the book, Perfectly Negative. We'll be right back.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
Here we are again. Welcome back, everyone. This is Susan DiLorenzo. You're listening to Life Design Radio with Susan DiLorenzo. And I'm on with my guest, Linda Carvelli, author of the book. I've accidentally called it Positively Negative one time, and now I'm so afraid to say that Linda's book is called Perfectly Negative, and it's available on Amazon.com. And I just want to, we only have about 5 minutes left in the program, but I really want to get to this, Linda. We're still in the middle of the holidays, and the grief that people can go through and re-experience over the loss of our loved ones can be particularly painful at this time. How is it for you now during the holidays? What's been the process over the years? How do you acknowledge your feelings and still join with your life, with your husband and extended family in celebrating this season? How do you do all that?
You know, it, again, I have many moments of deep sadness, and again, I try to allow myself to just let it happen. I get very teary, and I'll cry as well.
Sure.
Certain things remind me of them, cookies, making, you know, whatever those things are. You know, recently my in-laws shared tickets to a Christmas concert with me and my husband and his sister, and it was really bittersweet. Sure. It truly got me into the spirit of, you know, the sometimes hectic season where the meaning of it is lost and whatnot, but it also made me very sad that the parents aren't physically with me. But it's, you know, strange to say that I really was quite grateful for it too, because allowing yourself to have those feelings is very important, whether they're sad or happy. So
I guess, you got that. I think that's wonderful, Linda. It's like we were saying, it's the price you pay for loving so deeply is to experience the grief of that loss. And tell me, do you do anything special to connect in love with your mom, your sister, your dad? What helps you feel close and connected?
This may sound a little material, but I do wear my mom's watch and my sister's earrings every day. And honestly, I may have just realized this, but my husband actually reminds me so much of my dad. He has a real great zest for life and learning new things all the time. He plays golf, he makes wine, and now he's been cooking quite a bit. So I finally found the guy who I think is most like the guy who had the most influence on my life, that being my dad. And then also just, you know, I use some of my mom's holiday dishes. I decorate the Christmas tree with ornaments that she had, you know. And now, most recently, we're listening to Frank Sinatra carols, which even my husband loves now, too. But my father used
wonderful.
To play them all the time, and I'd cringe, no, don't put that on. But now here I do it, and I smile. So.
Yeah, we get all corny like our folks. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So when I'm going through something difficult, or it looks like life isn't coming together for me, I learned this phrase, this is what it looks like while everything's coming together. It may not look like it's coming together, but this is what it looks like while everything's coming together, while everything is being created anew for me. What kind, do you have a phrase or a mindset that serves you in those difficult moments keep coming? So what do you do?
Yeah. I'm giggling because I do, and people sometimes roll their eyes because they know I'm going to say it. But it's I really believe everything happens for a reason. We just don't get the reason with the thing. So we really have to find the lesson in what is happening, and we have to allow ourselves to be patient waiting for it. That's pretty much it. Everything happens for a reason. We just don't get the reason with the thing.
So before we head out, Linda, let's talk about two things. Where people can purchase your book, Perfectly Negative, and how they can reach out to you as well.
Mm-hmm. So the book is on Amazon.com. It's actually paperback or Kindle version. If you go to my website, lindacarvelli.com, you can send me an email. I'm really open to sending a signed copy as well if folks want that.
Nice.
Send me an email and I'll get it out to you.
Thank you, Linda. I think really what we're saying and what I'm hearing you say is, you know, we honor where we are right now. If we're in the midst of it, give honor to it. Give trust.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for joining me. It's clear we're all at some point, we've got to face some upsetting circumstances. And when we can turn to what's happened to us and put it on its head and just use emerging grace and newfound strength, that will come, folks. It will come at some point. It's not an overnight transformation. It's a process. One day, you just notice there's a new level of awareness or inner strength that may not have existed in the former you. And my wish for all of us is to honor ourselves where we are in our adversity journey. Pour lots of love. And if I can be of service, head on over to SusanDiLorenzo.com or reach out to me at Susan@SusanDiLorenzo.com. And finally, a big hug and shout out to Dr. Pat and our Transformation Talk Radio family for a happy transformational new year. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening to Life Design Radio, from adversity to awesome, with me, Susan DiLorenzo. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as I join with Dr. Pat and offer up the best tools for pulling the gems from adversity and designing a life you would really love. No matter where you are in your adversity story, the topics on Life Design Radio are here to inspire, reassure, enlighten, and motivate you. For more information on Life Design coaching with me, or to listen to this show again, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.